Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So January the 6th this year was a big holiday for Democrats. It was a holiday where they got to say that January the 6th, what happened a year ago with, quote, insurrection, was the equivalent of 9/11, Pearl Harbor, Bloody Sunday, the list goes on and on. It's also a day for them to get to say that anyone that showed up on January the 6th is a terrorist, and that anyone that went and watched Donald Trump or support Donald Trump supports terrorist activity, and that these people deserve to rot in hell. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, there's another side of this story, though, and it's a question that's been asked and not answered. Was the FBI involved in infiltrating those that were in and around the Capitol on January 6th? Did they know it was going to happen? Did they have direct knowledge that there were some people that wanted to attack the Capitol basically without weaponry, right? Or was this a spontaneous event? Did the FBI infiltrate and not do enough to stop the insurrectionists on January the 6th? Would be another way of asking that question. The Washington Post has come out with an article, and this is what it's entitled. House January 6th Committee dismisses unsupported claim of FBI involvement in riot. The panel interviewed Ray Epps, an Arizona man who was on the Capitol grounds on the day of the attack and who is at the center of a, quote, baseless right-wing conspiracy theory accusing the FBI of planning agents to incite violence that day. That's actually not what we're saying. The question is, was the FBI involved in infiltrating the groups that were planning these, and did they not stop it when they could beforehand? Did they not protect the Capitol, instead waiting to see what would happen? Back to the Washington Post article. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday dismissed the unsupported claim that the FBI helped to incite the insurrection, a theory perpetrated by right-wing media, I guess that's me, and some Republicans looking to absolve the pro-Trump mob that stormed the building. That's also not true. When it happened, I tweeted out, many others put on social media, these people are not among us. This is not my group of conservatives. And I've said that they should throw the book at these people. I also said they shouldn't just, like, throw away the key. They should just use the laws and make sure that they're enforcing the laws. They shouldn't not allow for them to see visitors and not allow them to have a trial date. They should not be treated, as I said, like they are Al-Qaeda. That's exactly, by the way, what this administration is doing. They're treating them like they're Osama bin Ladens of America, and they are holding them for far too long without giving them a day in court. In a statement, the panel said it interviewed Ray Epps, an Arizona man who encouraged others to break into the Capitol on January the 5th and was seen on the Capitol grounds the day of the attack. Supporters of former President Donald Trump invaded the Capitol to stop the affirmation of Joe Biden's Electoral College win, but some Republicans have pushed false claims of Antifa involvement or the baseless theory that the FBI had planted agents in the crowd to investigate the violent attack. Again, if you're paying attention to what we've actually said, that's not what we said. What we have said is that we wonder, and based on tips, Did the FBI know more than they're telling us? Did the government know more about what some people were thinking about doing on January the 6th? And they didn't do enough to protect the Capitol, and they didn't do enough to stop it from even happening. In other words, did they want it to happen? In an interview with the committee, Epps denied any involvement with the FBI or any other law enforcement agency. Well, there were a hell of a lot of people there that day. That doesn't mean, by the way, that this dude is the only one that could have been involved with the FBI. Maybe the FBI didn't work directly with people. Maybe they just infiltrated and maybe they just watched. I don't know, but it's a question that we should get an answer to. The Select Committee is aware of unsupported claims that Ray Epps was an FBI informant based on the fact that he was on the FBI wanted list and then was removed from that list without being charged, said a committee spokesman. The Select Committee has interviewed Mr. Epps. Mr. Epps informed us that he was not employed by, working with, or acting at the direction of any law enforcement agency on January 5th or 6th or at any time, and that he has never been an informant to the FBI or any other law enforcement agency. Separately, the committee issued subpoenas Tuesday for records and testimonies from three individuals. Who are they? Here's the attack on you and I. Advisors to Donald Trump Jr., two of them, and Ross Worthington, a former White House official who assisted with drafting then-President Trump's speech at the rally held on the Ellipse before the riot at the Capitol, according to the letter released by the committee. The Select Committee is seeking information from individuals who were involved with the rally at the Ellipse, including Representative Thompson, Democrat from Mississippi. Chairman of the committee said in a statement, "Protests on the day escalated into an attack on our democracy. Protesters became rioters who carried out a violent attack to derail the peaceful transfer of power. We have reason to believe the individuals we've subpoenaed today have relevant information." Dun, dun, dun. Thompson said he hoped that the three join the more than 340 individuals who have spoken with the Select Committee as we push ahead to investigate this attack on our democracy and ensure nothing like this ever happens again. According to fact-checking site PolitiFact, Epps, a Trump supporter who was on the Capitol grounds on the day of the attack, became the focus of the false theory claiming the federal agents were planted in the pro-Trump mob ahead of the insurrection to incite violence after he was seen in several videos encouraging others to go into the Capitol. I'd never heard of this guy, by the way, until I literally read this article. So when they act like this is some mainstream conspiracy theory out there that guys like me have been pushing, it's also theater. It's BS. On January the 8th, the FBI put Epps' picture on a list of participants it was looking for in connection with the riot. Days later, the FBI removed Epps' picture from the list without charging or arresting him, causing a stir among right-wing conspiracists who took that as a sign that Epps was acting on behalf of federal agents that day. Experts have reportedly debunked this claim, arguing, who are the experts, by the way, I'm just curious, that there are many reasons why the FBI didn't go after Epps, including the fact that there is no public evidence that the Arizona man entered the interior of the Capitol. Epps' actions that day had gone largely ignored until right-wing bloggers posted a video of him inciting others to break into the Capitol on message boards and blogs. Among them was former Trump aide, Beatty, who runs a right-wing site in two separate posts claiming Epps was hired by the FBI to agitate pro-Trump mob. Republican lawmakers oppose the January 6th investigation, the Post goes on to write, including Representative Gates, Major Taylor Greene. And they have picked up these baseless theories and began peddling it along with Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Oh, well, there you go. It's all said and done. It must be true. It must have happened. End of discussion. We're done. All right. Now, let's go back to reality for a second. And I want to play for you what Senator Ted Cruz said in questioning the FBI, Jill Sanborn. The FBI's Jill Sanborn was there to answer questions. And Senator Cruz had questions. Senator Cruz had questions about what did the FBI know and when did the FBI know it and how involved were they with people in and around January the 6th. Those are questions that they should be able to answer since they're there in front of Congress to answer questions.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, I want you to take a listen to Ted Cruz just asking questions of the FBI's Jill Sanborn about what did the FBI know? When did they know it? Did the FBI have informants that were involved in January the 6th? How early on did they know that something may be up? And if you've got nothing to hide, you would think you'd get a better response than this.
Ms. Sandberg, I want to turn to the FBI. How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, there are a lot of people who are understandably very concerned about Mr. Epps. On the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered. And there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sanborn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Did Mr. Epps urge them to tear down the barricades?
Sir, similar to the other answers, I cannot answer that.
Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals, in the bottom there, is Mr. Epps. The FBI publicly asked for information, identifying, offering cash rewards leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then, sometime later, magically, Mr. Epps disappeared from the public posting. According to public records, Mr. Epps has not been charged with anything. No one's explained why a person videoed urging people to go to the Capitol, a person whose conduct was so suspect the crowd believed he was a Fed, would magically disappear from the list of people the FBI was looking at. Ms. Sanborn, a lot of Americans are concerned that the federal government deliberately encouraged illegal and violent conduct on January 6th. My question to you, and this is not an ordinary law enforcement question, this is a question of a public accountability. Did federal agents or those in service of federal agent actively encourage violent and criminal conduct on January 6th?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
Not to my knowledge. Now, You heard the questioning. Let's go back to the headline from the Washington Post today saying, see, case closed, done. House January 6th committee dismisses unsupported claim of FBI involvement in the riot. Is that what actually happened? You just heard the questioning. I didn't get that headline from that question that you just heard there. In fact, Ted Cruz had this to say afterwards about the FBI as he was on Hannity's show talking about this, because I've known Ted for quite some time. I knew him when he was running for Senate. I endorsed him in the primary when he was running for president. I've known him for a long time. Ted Cruz doesn't ask the questions that he just asked unless he has a reason to believe that he's on to something in a significant way, and he may have information that would, you know, kind of be important to this. But let's just say for a moment that Ted Cruz doesn't have good information. Let's just say he's, what you just heard is the best questioning that he can even ask about this. Shouldn't they be able to answer those questions? Shouldn't the American people know if the federal government was involved in advocating or supporting people or setting people up to attack their own government? Especially if January 6th obviously is the equivalent of 9/11 in Pearl Harbor, which is exactly what the Democrats said on the anniversary of, you know, in a moment of silence on January the 6th, right? And have this big hoopla at the Capitol for something they said is a day that will remain, you know, an infamy that everybody will remember the rest of their life, where they were when January 6th happened. By the way, I don't remember where I was when January the 6th happened. You want to know why? Because when it was happening early on, I was like, this is so stupid, these idiots. And then I tweeted about it, and then I moved on with my day, and I was like, they're still going? Are you kidding me? And then when I saw them gaining access to the Capitol, I was like, arrest every one of them. But I don't remember where I was, because it was, to me, just like watching any night in America that year during Black Lives Matter burn down city protests. They were burning down police stations. They were burning down courthouses. They were burning churches. And I don't remember where I was when I was watching that either, because this had become very normal, unfortunately. But I did say that these people should be condemned, and I did say they should be arrested, and I did say they should be held accountable. That doesn't mean that they should be thrown away in like Gitmo, like, which is exactly what the government's been doing so far. They've been treating them like they have no rights, and that's a problem. But listen to what Ted Cruz had to say on TV about this afterwards.
Ethical. The FBI would never encourage any type of violence or participate in such. That would be a broad sweeping generalization without giving out any sources, any methods or any evidence whatsoever. Why couldn't there be a blanket denial that that's not who we are, that's not the way we act?
Well, there should have been, and if they were doing their jobs, that was what they would have said. But unfortunately, under Joe Biden, we have seen an incredibly partisan Department of Justice. And both the Department of Justice and the FBI have an arrogance that they are not accountable to anyone, that they can stonewall. And so it should be very easy for the FBI to say, no federal agents participated in violent crimes. No federal agents actively incited, encouraged others to commit violent crimes. If they were doing their jobs, those would be very easy questions to answer. They refuse to answer those, and there's an element of arrogance. But we got to watch this in light of the last 5 years, where we know that the Department of Justice and the FBI was deeply politicized, that it went after Donald Trump with all of its might, right down to an assistant general counsel at the FBI.
By the way, listen to this very carefully, okay? The point that Ted Cruz is making is, why should we trust the FBI? Why should we trust the FBI on Ray Epps in a video where you see him multiple times on multiple days encouraging Trump supporters to breach the Capitol? The guy's not under arrest when they've arrested everybody else and found, I mean, they've gone on searches nationwide for grandmas and grandpas who took pictures or were on video or had their picture taken inside the Capitol. But this guy, Ray Epps, who's on video multiple times advocating, encouraging Trump supporters even the day before to breach the Capitol, is not under arrest and hasn't been charged with anything because, as many have said, they believe he's an FBI informant who was tasked by the FBI to get people to break the law so the FBI could attack Republicans. And the Washington Post says, case closed. See, we've confirmed he's not an FBI informant. No, we haven't. The FBI did not confirm that. And when the FBI top official dodges questions about agents participating in January the 6th, this goes back to the basic thing. Why should you trust the FBI based on what we know about the FBI and based on what we know that they did to the Trump administration with the Steele dossier, with Russian collusion, with a fake story, with breaking down doors of political opponents of the Democrats who are supportive of Trump? Why would you trust the FBI right now?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You need to remember what the FBI has already done, what the FBI did with Russian collusion, what the FBI did to ruin people's lives, what the FBI did just trying to destroy, knowing that the Steele dossier was crap from the very beginning. They tried to lock people up. They tried to blackmail people. They tried to destroy people's lives for political purposes. That is the FBI, unfortunately. Do we trust the FBI? I don't. Not because I'm paranoid, based on the facts. And that is exactly the argument Ted Cruz is making about the FBI possibly being involved and having agents participate in January the 6th or informants.
Watch this in light of the last 5 years, where we know that the Department of Justice and the FBI was deeply politicized, that it went after Donald Trump with all of its might, right down to an assistant general counsel at the FBI fabricating a counterfeit document that was submitted to a federal court to try to target and take out President Trump. And given that history of deep, deep politicization that has undermined the integrity of these noble institutions, I think both the FBI and the Department of Justice have an obligation to be candid and to come clean. And in that same hearing, I asked that FBI official, I asked her about one individual in particular, Ray Epps. There have been a lot of videos online of Ray Epps. Ray Epps was there on January 5th, on January 6th. There are videos of him urging the crowd, saying we should go to the Capitol, but not just go to the Capitol. We must go in the Capitol. In other words, urging them to break the law. And he keeps saying, in the Capitol, in the Capitol. And the entire crowd starts chanting, Fed, 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 Fed. It's a very puzzling and disturbing video. The next day on January 6th, there's video of him talking to one of the people at that rally, whispering in his ear, and literally 5 seconds later, that person is pushing barricades down. The natural inference being that this individual urged him to break the law. And so I asked the FBI, is Mr. Epps an agent of the FBI? Is he an informant of the FBI? And she stonewalled, refused to answer. We know the FBI put him out on the list of people they wanted information about, and then magically he disappeared. There needs to be transparency, and the Biden administration needs to fess up. Is this a politicized law enforcement operation that is targeting the enemies of the president, and did they actively encourage and solicit illegal conduct?
That's all he's asking, right? He's asking. Now let's go back to the headlines today. Washington Post. House January 6th committee dismisses unsupported claim of FBI involvement in riot. It's over. Done. The panel interviewed Ray Epps, an Arizona man who was on the Capitol grounds on the day of the attack and who is the center of the baseless right-wing conspiracy theory accusing the FBI of planting agents to incite violence that day. Game over. We're done. Don't need to answer any more questions. You go back and do a basic Google search. CNN, politics, their headline. Man accused by January 6th truthers of being FBI infiltrator denies claim in interview with House Select Committee. Game over. Done. No one needs to talk about this. USA Today. House January the 6th committee debunks Capitol riot conspiracy theory around the obscure rally goer. Okay. The FBI didn't answer the question, but they're saying because the FBI didn't answer the question that this immediately clears it and now it is conspiracy and it's been debunked. That's not what happened. But if you read the USA Today article, this is what it says. Two Republican senators attacked top Justice Department FBI officials. Attacked, right? Because that means you're the bad guy. Yeah, use the word attack to dehumanize the person asking the questions. They didn't attack them. Ted Cruz didn't attack. They asked tough questions. Welcome to what Congress is supposed to do. They attacked top Justice Department FBI officials about whether a mysterious protester last January 6th was actually a U.S. government informant who incited rioting at the Capitol as part of a conspiracy-laden false flag operation. Oh, so now you've declared it's a false flag operation. So you can't even ask questions now without it immediately becoming a false flag operation. Got it. Within hours, though, the House Special Committee investigating the Capitol insurrection debunked the conspiracy theory, disclosing that it had interviewed the Arizona man, Ray Epps, and that he had denied taking part in any such government operation. Epps has become the central, viral, unfounded conspiracy theorist man in recent months after widely circulated video of him exhorting pro-Trump crowds the evening of January 5th to enter the Capitol the next day. At some point, some protesters began chanting, Fed, 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 apparently suspicious that Epps was there trying to incite rallygoers on behalf of the FBI. Social media influencers have accused Epps of being part of a secret government plot to stage the January 6th insurrection and then blame it on supporters of then-President Donald Trump. Some have said that, by the way. Mainstream people like me have not said that. Doesn't mean I can't ask a question. More recently, the conspiracy entered the political mainstream as prominent media figures like Fox News Tucker Carlson seized on the Epps video as proof that the federal law enforcement agencies are hiding their activities before, during, and after the Capitol assault. Epps, for the most part, has refused to publicly comment. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton amplified the conspiracy theory by demanding answers from two top federal law enforcement officials. Well, why shouldn't we get an answer for this? Guys out there the day before telling people to break in the Capitol, and then people don't believe the guy, and they think it's weird that he's saying this, and they start chanting, Fed, Fed, Fed. This guy was wanted, then didn't get charged. Why has this guy not been charged when everybody else has been charged? That's a fair question to ask. How is it that this guy walks, but grandma doesn't? It's a fair question to ask. How is it that this guy doesn't get charged with anything, but grandpa, who went into the Capitol, is now treated like a domestic terrorist? I want to know. And that's exactly why Tom Cotton and Ted Cruz asked the questions. And when you ask a question, it doesn't mean that you should be attacked by the media the way that they are. But they are being attacked. Why? Because the media doesn't want these questions answered. They wanted to know, for instance, the USA Today article continues, why Epps was on the FBI Capitol Riot Most Wanted page just days after January the 6th, but quietly was removed from it several months later. And they demanded to know why Epps was never arrested or charged with any offense after being caught on video urging others to, again, attack the Capitol. These are all questions that should be asked. It doesn't mean that you're a conspiracy theorist to ask the question. Let me also remind you of this government. This new bombshell report out revealing that the Biden education secretary requested the letter that labeled parents who protested at school boards as potential domestic terrorists and in violation of the Patriot Act. This is what the media is not talking about. So if you think these people can be trusted, you're wrong. They've labeled parents domestic terrorists. You've had the FBI want to label parents as domestic terrorists. But you have a guy that is labeled as a domestic terrorist and he disappears and doesn't get arrested for actually encouraging people to enter the Capitol on January 6th. And if I ask a question, I'm, quote, a conspiracy theorist now? Come on, really? The same FBI that you can't trust that framed the President of the United States of America that tried to overthrow the will of the people when they knew the Steele dossier was paid for and bought by the Clinton campaign, and they still used it to weaponize the federal government to destroy the lives of people because they didn't like their politics. You don't believe me? Ask General Flynn. Look at the corruption of James Comey. I don't trust them, and you shouldn't either right now. They've proven that you cannot trust them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Just go back to this bombshell report out on Tuesday that revealed the Biden Education Secretary Cardona wanted to name all parents that showed up to school board meetings that disagreed with school boards on critical race theory, on transgender policies, on transgender bathroom policies, parents that asked questions about masks as terrorists, and how they want to weaponize the FBI. Just look at the letter. This government's not working for you. This government's wanting to lock up anybody that disagrees with them because the government is now so much more powerful than the people that they're supposed to be representing. Biden's education secretary requested the National School Board Association draft the infamous letter that labeled parents who protested at school boards as potential domestic terrorists. Do you trust the government right now? Because I don't. Despite this stunning revelation, all three evening broadcasts, ABC, NBC Nightly News, CBS Evening News, they all ignored the story. How do you ignore this? Because you're the media of the tyrants in government. You're the media of the FBI. You're the media of the DOJ. You're the media of Joe Biden. And that's exactly why ABC News, World News Tonight, NBC Nightly News, and CBS Evening News all ignored the story. Who did cover it? Bret Baier, Fox News Channel.
The much-criticized letter from the National School Boards Association comparing protesting parents to domestic terrorists was solicited by Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. That is according to an email exchange referencing Cardona's request for information obtained by the group Parents Defending Education in a Freedom of Information request. The letter suggested using the Patriot Act against parents critical of their school board leadership. There's been no comment from the Education Department or the School Board Association as of yet.
No big deal, right? Yeah, there it is. No comment. Did ABC do this? Nah. NBC? Nah. CBS? Nah. Did CNN? Nah. MSNBC? Nope. Now, again, the NSBA, which ultimately wrote the letter, referring to concerned parents as domestic terrorists for not wanting their children taught historically false information like critical race theory and anti-science transgender ideology, has apparently scrubbed the letter from its website. Worse yet, asking for the Patriot Act to be enforced against parents using the DOJ and the FBI to come after parents, investigate parents, lock parents up, is clearly not just outrageous. I would argue it's un-American. It's what tyrants do in places like Russia. The media didn't even cover it. And this is not the first time the broadcast news networks have worked to cover up controversial stories related to school boards. I'll give you an example. In October, NBC Nightly News ignored the jaw-dropping story about the rape of a Loudoun County high school girl in the women's restroom by a man pretending to be a woman. That disgusting case of bias by admission by the media was brought to you by conservatives who they attack just like me. I don't believe that you're a conspiracy theorist to ask questions, number one. I don't believe that we have debunked anything, okay? I don't believe that anything has been debunked as the media is claiming with these headlines that are totally full of crap. They've literally reported that the House panel has debunked a Capitol riot conspiracy theory around a obscure rally goer. That has not happened. In fact, if anything, we got zero answers from the federal government. So how can you claim that now? And while all this is happening, there's another little headline that should scare the hell out of all of you. Justice Department has now formed a new domestic terrorism unit to address growing threat. This was released earlier today. The Justice Department is forming a new domestic terrorism unit to help combat the threat that has intensified dramatically in recent years, a top national security official said. Matthew Olson, the head of the Justice Department's National Security Division, announced the creation of the unit in his opening remarks before the Senate Judiciary Committee, noting that the number of FBI investigations of suspected domestic terrorists, violent extremists, those accused of planning or committing crimes in the name of domestic political goals has more than doubled since the spring of 2020. That's interesting. Is it maybe because you guys have created a narrative that this is a problem? You guys are trying to turn parents, concerned parents, into domestic terrorists? Maybe that's the reason why it's more than doubled since the spring of 2020. Olson said the Department of Justice previously had counterterrorism attorneys who worked both domestic and international cases, and that the new unit would, well, change that existing approach to really focusing on Americans. I don't trust the FBI, and I don't trust the DOJ, and I sure as hell don't trust Biden. And this is another example of why. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.